She's white and has dark eyes, and her name is Bunny.
Carmen Lugo's Bunny was a puppy when she arrived on Easter morning 2013. And ever since, the retired hairdresser and her white poodle terrier mix have been inseparable.
She's turned out to be the best little dog. She does everything but talk.
The benefits of companion animals are well documented by research, but 75-year-old Lugo knows this firsthand.
Don't ever underestimate the power of a pet. They make you think. They make you move. They give you a lot of love.
That's especially important these days, since many older Americans are isolated at home to avoid coming in contact with the coronavirus. Some are cut off from relatives in town. Others have family living far away, like Lugo, whose daughters are out of state. She and Bunny are often on their own.
But when I get to feeling lonely because we're by ourselves, it's like she knows, you know, and she'll come and she'll sit with me, and I just pet her and love on her, and the mood will go away.
Ruth Harris understands the strong bond between people and their pets, especially during quarantine.
That is your best buddy right now.
Harris runs TheraPet Elder Care of El Paso. The small nonprofit organization is a big help for Lugo and about 60 other senior citizens who otherwise could not afford pet food and veterinary care.
And our clients just love their animals. We had one who said that she had gone through cancer, and she said she didn't think she would have made it without her two little buddies.
Those two little buddies are little dogs. The organization relies on donations, and Harris is worried about finances during the economic downturn.
I'm even scared to look at our accounts, quite frankly.
In the senior citizen apartment complex where Lugo lives, five other ladies with dogs depend on the organization, and she encounters others who need help.
It so happened that a few times that I've been like at Walmart or someplace, and I run into seniors that have pets, and they tell me they have to sometimes make a decision as to whether to buy food for themselves or food for the dog.
She tells them there's help available for those who need it. She's grateful to TheraPet Elder Care for covering the cost of Bunny's food, medication, and vet care.
It helps. It helps a great, great deal.
For KTEP, I'm Angela Cocherga.